Well, some of the busiest days in Park City are right here and in the studio with our monthly flush report and weekly wastewater surveillance, how the cases of COVID are tracking. I have the executive director of the Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation District, Mike Lors. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie.
So let's start with that flush index and how the numbers of people look in town.
So the flush index measures the visitor nights for each month. And for the month of November, we estimated that there were 97,019 visitor nights. And that's a fairly significant decrease from last year of some 13.5%. And we attribute that to, the snow situation. Our busiest time of the year, interesting enough, is the week between Christmas and New Year's. And so we'll see what that turns out to be next month. But year to date, so for the last, in essence, 11 months, we're down about 4% across the board. So that's where we are.
Okay. And again, you also track the wastewater coming through the two systems and basically showing you who's sick, huh?
Yeah, the just received an updated report from the health department just about an hour ago. And 94% of the sites, these are the wastewater treatment facilities that are sampled by the health department, 94% are in the elevated category. All of Summit County sites, which is at Jeremy Ranch, over by Home Depot, as well as Colville, are all in the elevated group. The amount of COVID genetic mature that we are seeing is increasing. Wasatch County, Heber City, and Jordanelle are in the elevated category as well. So things are changing a little bit, and this is probably the highest number of elevated sampling sites that I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, it's 'tis the season, I suppose, just getting indoors. And that's all you're measuring at this point is just the COVID?
Correct. Again, we call this wastewater-based epidemiology, and we anticipate in the future influenza, even such things as polio, resistant viruses and things will be sampled, because it's just a matter of looking at the wastewater, running the proper test to isolate the genetic material that's unique to a particular type of virus, and we can, make an estimate as to, hey, do we have a lot of it or a little bit of it, and we anticipate that's something that we'll see in the future.
Yeah, a lot different than things like 3 years ago, right, when we're all testing and reporting, and now it's just, I don't know that any of that reporting's being done, but this is really a very good indication.
No, it is, and wastewater sampling currently is the go-to parameter to get an idea of what's happening in the community with COVID, because testing is kind of fallen by the wayside. A lot of people get COVID and don't report it. But when you look at the wastewater, you get a pretty good idea of what's going on.
Okay. You have been busy with the project at East Canyon. More a year ago, we redid the Silver Creek wastewater treatment plant. Now you're focused on East Canyon. Where are we with that?
So our project at the East Canyon facility is a little unique. It's the first time we've ever expanded a facility strictly for growth. Historically, we've upped the level of treatment and built additional capacity, but this project is strictly for adding capacity for the new growth. We've completed design. We're waiting on some permits from the Division of Water Quality. And we also are working with the Division of Water Quality on some water quality and fisheries studies. You know, some 30, 40 years ago, East Canyon Creek was a blue ribbon trout fishery. Then we all moved here and we needed water. So our local water providers are now using the water that used to flow down the creek. This water comes from your mines, springs, wells, tunnels. And in essence, what happens is that water is collected. We use it. It's flushed. We treat it, and it goes back into the creek, in this case down by Jeremy Ranch. And you have a very nice stream downstream from our treatment plant, but a very poor quality stream, especially during the dry summer months above us, especially on those years when we have a low snowfall. So we're doing some fisheries and water quality studies to try to get an idea of what's going on above and below. And the good news is that we put out good quality water, and that flows directly into the 910 cattle ranch and then ultimately down to East Canyon Reservoir. So we are holding off on starting construction. We have a few things to do. We're also evaluating the rate of growth that is projected for the next couple years. So when we get all that worked out, then we'll start construction.
Okay, but you have completed the design work?
We have.
Yeah. And kind of looking back, I mean, you were around with the growth, you know, that we saw in the late 90s, you know, with knowing the Olympics were coming. And then after the Olympics, now that we know very likely that the 2034 Olympics will be held here, what does that mean for you? I mean, do you need to go back and look at that?
We do look at that. And we have a modeling system where we model or keep track of every single parcel of property, what it's zoned for, so we know as of today what is our maximum build out. And of course, that's an ever-changing number, but that's the reason for this particular facility, is just to prepare for the growth. Keep in mind that when you start a project like this, it takes a couple years to design and 4 years to build. So, you know, when we say, hey, we need more capacity, it takes us about 7 years to actually put it in place. You know, good news is we're through with the design. We do want to do these studies and just kind of keep an eye on the growth here the next couple months, maybe quarter, maybe even a year. But I can tell you 2023 has been a pretty strong year, as most people know, for growth. And if you look at what's happening over at Silver Creek Village area, and you consider that in the canyons area, basically 50% additional growth can take place. So there's still a lot of new growth to take place in the coming years.
Yeah. So how big are you building East Canyon for?
So we are building it, and you might think of it two steps. So this first step we'll complete, again, whenever we start construction, about 4 years. And then out about 20, 30 years, we'll have another expansion. And we plan for more expansion even beyond that. And the timing of those expansions is all has to do with what takes place.
Okay, so you don't expect any construction at least for 4 years?
No, we could start construction in 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just haven't quite made the decision to start yet. We're looking at these studies, permits, and we just want to take a little closer look at the growth, because again, this is a project that's a little unique in that it's solely paid for by growth. So our current customers, other than there's a tiny couple percent, but 96% will be paid for by development. And it's one of those situations where if you build it and they don't come, then you got problems.
Yeah. And the cost of the project estimated at this point?
Total estimated project cost at this point without the financing is about $117 million.
And that's what you would do, would be bond for it?
Yes. We would bond for it. And then as we collect impact fees from new growth, those funds would be used to pay the bond payments.
Yeah. How important is having water in East Canyon Creek? I mean, what comes to you is just water in the sewer lines, right?
Yes. So, you know, again, above our treatment plant in Jeremy Ranch, as an example, you know, again, during the dry summer months, there's very little water left in the creek. The good news is, because of our high level of treatment, we are protecting the salmonoid species, such as the Bonneville cutthroat trout, downstream. And as development increases, what's interesting is the amount of water we put back into the creek will increase. So at least downstream, we will actually be increasing the stream flow. Keep in mind that as Park City area grows, the water is not coming from within the Park City area. It's being imported from Rockport Reservoir. So additional water is being brought into the basin. People use it, we clean it, we put into the stream. Jeremy Ranch is one of our locations, and then we have one over back behind Home Depot that we do the same thing.
Yeah, and a long time ago, I mean, when Summit Water, I mean, there was some talk about pumping water up from East Canyon into the Snyderville Basin. I think Weber Basin Water Conservancy District has kind of taken that over. Is that
That's correct. If you remember back in, I believe it was 2013, all the water companies, along with us, signed what's called a master agreement. And Weber Basin Water Conservancy District kind of is the overseer of all the water. The good news is all the water companies are working together. They're interconnected. And the Weber Basin will work with the water providers if additional pipelines are needed to bring in even more water. And that could be from Rockport, it could be from East Canyon Reservoir.
Okay, so when do you expect to hear back from the Division of Water Quality?
We will be working with them in January on the water quality studies. We like to get those underway early spring. We hope to receive a construction permit as soon as possible. They've been a little slow. They've had some personnel issues. And then, again, our board will be evaluating what's happening in the way of growth for the next couple months, and then we'll decide when we actually will bid the project out.
Okay. In terms of how much water you actually reclaim and treat and put back in, what's that at?
So if you were to take a look at how much water we estimate that we'll have treated in 2023, again, I'm estimating the month, the final couple of days here in December, but we're right at 1.8 billion gallons of water that we treated in 2023.
And any idea, I mean, does it just keep growing?
It just keeps growing. As development grows, that quantity of water continues to increase.
Yeah, it's a lot of water.
Yeah, 1.8 billion.
Yeah, okay, and this is something I notice. I'm one of your customers that basically has bill pay, right? I mean, I don't have to mail in a check every month. You know, it just comes out of the checking account. But every month I get an envelope inside the envelope to mail in a bill. Is there any way to stop that? I feel guilty every time.
Well, no, that's a great, great question. I appreciate that. So first thing you can do, if you don't want to receive any paper at all, you can go paperless. But if you would like to receive paper, but not the envelope, we've worked out a billing system where starting in February, if you're signed up for AutoPay, you should not be receiving an envelope in your bill.
Okay, that's great news for 2024.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know, of course, this month was budget approval month. Any increases there?
User fees will be going up 4% January 1, and impact fees will be going up 2.1% on January 1. 4% on user fees is just covering our cost. The cost of treating wastewater continues to go up at a much greater rate than the typical inflation that we're seeing, even though inflation was pretty high. Equipment is exceedingly expensive. Some of our equipment, if you were to order it now, will not be delivered in 18 months. So, you know, we're just passing on the actual cost. There's certainly no profit being made here, and we're just covering our cost.
Okay, so 4% of about the $42 bill, is that what we're going to see?
Yeah, the average residential bill right now is about $45.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, and then in terms of your biggest budget cost, I mean, it's just personnel?
Actually, our biggest budget item is rehabilitating or lining aging sewer lines. You know, we spend millions every year doing that. Keep in mind that some of the sewer lines here in the Park City area go all the way back to, you know, the 30s and 40s. And we also have sewer lines that have been put in even in the 70s and 60s that were probably not put in quite right. And it's one of those expenditures that will kind of never go away, because with 300 miles of pipeline that we operate, we'll just continue to line a certain portion of that every year, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah. All right. And then the Water Reclamation District, I think it used to be called the Snyderville Basin Sewer Improvement District. But
Unless that was a few years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But I think back then, that was when Jan Wilking has been on your board of directors since day one.
That's correct. Jan is still the chairman. We had a meeting last night, and it never ceases to amaze me that our board truly understands the need to properly plan and maintain critical infrastructure. And they take it very seriously. You know, you don't hear a lot about the wastewater board, what we call the Board of Trustees. We did have an election, last month. The election retained our incumbent board member. But they take it very seriously, and you know, again, it's one of those things out of sight, out of mind, but they really do a fantastic job.
Yeah, I mean, what do you offer, like good snacks or something? I mean, to me, it's just like, this has got to be like one of the most boring home, you know, positions,
you know,
out there.
And I'm really serious when I say they truly understand that infrastructure is critical to maintaining the economy here in the Park City area. You know, we don't even give them snacks during meetings. We actually have water, and that's it. We do not provide, you know, meals or anything, and they're paid very, very little. So they're just committed citizens that want to make sure that the economy keeps progressing here in the Park City area.
Okay. All right, Mike, I'm going to leave it there. Happy holidays. Thanks for your good work.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and happy holidays to everyone.
Okay. Mike Lors is the Executive Director of the Snohomish Basin Water Reclamation District. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW.